Hey, my name is Natasha Chandale. I'm a content creator, a producer, writer, and actor based in LA. I'm kind of from all over. I was born in Dubai, lived in Mumbai for a year when I was 6, moved to Toronto when I was 7, then moved by myself to New York for many years, and then LA now for 5 years. So I have many homes, and I kind of spend my time constantly creating content. The way I started was I started as a television producer. I got my first job when I was 16 at a network called Rogers Television in Mississauga, where I'm from. Quickly sort of grew there, and then ended up, by the time I was even finished university, got my internship at MTV, and then moved to New York, started working at MTV for many years. Then I moved to LA and started working for Fox and for Disney. But I transitioned from a TV producer to a digital producer because I created a web series on YouTube before most people had web series on YouTube. So I created, wrote, produced, directed, and starred in a comedy web series called Mumbai Chopra, Misadventures of an It Girl. And it was about the materialistic daughter of a spiritual guru. So imagine the most famous...
Support in India and US, right?
Yes, it was mostly set in the US, but we had an episode where Mumbai was in Mumbai. So her name is Mumbai Chopra after Paris Hilton. So again, like, imagine if Dr. Chopra had a very materialistic daughter. So it was a great fun comedy, and that got me my job at MTV, and I sort of moved into digital from there. But as an actor, I've been trained in theater since I was 7 years old. I was doing all kinds of like regional work, and then I couldn't go to theater school. My parents wouldn't let me go to university for theater. My dream was to go to Juilliard in New York.
So what was your basic degree?
I got a degree in radio and television arts.
Wow.
So I went to the top school in Canada, Ryerson University, and I graduated with radio and television arts, and kind of did my focus in production and producing and writing,
right,
kind of thing. So yeah, my first film that I did a short film called Priya, where I starred as this character named Priya.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an 11-minute short that ended up going to 15 film festivals around the world. It became a Sundance Channel movie. It won all these awards. And that caught the attention of people at NBC in New York. And then they brought me down. And so that kind of is how I moved to the States.
Right.
But in my time in Canada, I did theater. I did TV shows out there. And then I moved to America and started my own show, which was Mumbai Chopra.
Right.
And from there, you know, after working for a lot of these networks and trying to convince everybody 10 years ago to take a shot on web series, which nobody did.
She
everybody
also traveled
thought it was,
to India at that time, right?
Yeah, we come and go a lot. Yeah. So our family, like I said, we lived in India.
Right.
So we also have a home here. So my family is very connected to India. Like, it's a big part of us. Only my parents and my brother are in Canada.
Right.
So the rest of our entire family
is
here.
In India.
So we come here often. And so I just felt it was perfect to do...
Right.
Whenever I travel, I film things. It's like one of my things. It's everybody's like, why can't you just take a vacation? I'm like, well, I'm in this beautiful place. I should do something here. So that's where the idea of doing 2 episodes in Mumbai came about. And then that's, you know, always grown. So last year, I'm now pitching a travel series, and I shot the whole sizzle in Mumbai. Because if you're going to show traveling around the world...
Then that's a travel blogging is one of them.
Yes.
And it's most interesting one right now, because a lot of YouTuber bloggers, they actually do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. And I started realizing people were enjoying seeing pictures of me traveling, because I travel, I guess, a lot.
A lot,
And so people just started saying, like, you should be doing something in traveling. And I was like, oh, really? But I didn't want to do a vlog. So instead, I'm actually filming and pitching a dating, I'm sorry, not a dating, a travel series. Cool. So,
so how is it going? Like, what's the future?
Yeah, the future looks very exciting. This is the first time I am sort of working for myself. I've constantly developing shows and stuff for everybody else, and I decided this is crazy. I should be doing it for my own stuff.
Right.
So as a writer, I have been pitching a whole slate of series that I've written, a bunch of half-hour comedies. So I'm hoping to actually, there are a couple formats that I think would work great in America, but will also work really well in India. So I came here to Bombay to take some meetings with people and see if there was a potential to do a co-production or sell a format, syndicate something out here. Outside of all this, everybody knows I do a dating podcast. So one of my, you know, we always talk about, I know you're in the entrepreneur space, and a lot of people, I'll be honest, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur because I'm always think of myself as a creative. And now I realize, oh, wait, shit, I think I have been an entrepreneur and not knowing it.
And you have done that really well because you're, I've seen your podcast and it's amazing because, I mean, the content is really cool. So I think there's a lot of brands who would like, maybe love to collaborate with you. So that's the entrepreneurship side of it, and you can monetize it.
And that's the thing. It's like when I, whenever I've developed ideas, it's always been on a platform nobody was thinking about. Like, I don't like to do the thing everybody else is doing. I hate it. I hate people who do things that are trending right now. Because I'm like, by the time you actually develop a show, all your trends have changed. So for me, I saw an opening in YouTube before anybody saw an opening in YouTube. And then I saw an opening in podcast before anybody saw an opening in podcast. I've had my podcast for 3 years. And 3 years ago, when I used to tell people I have a podcast, they'd be like, what is that? The same thing 10 years ago when I used to say I have a show on YouTube, people used to say, what's YouTube? Like, you can't even imagine that, right?
The same thing happened with me as well. When I came back and asked people, like, can we actually do a web series? That's something like, what is web series? How do you do that? I'm like, I showed them how we actually did it in our uni. And they were like, oh, this is the web series. This is like episodes in India.
It's very different. I, and whenever everybody asks me that too, they're like, what's a web series? I'm like, the exact same thing as a TV show. It just airs on the web. That's it. Like, nothing about it is different. So, and even content-wise, the types of shows I create, like the dating podcast, for me, I realized, like, I'm in this generation and all of my friends are struggling with this thing. And so when I was trying to develop a podcast topic, I wanted something that was universal. And so that's why we didn't do a sex show.
So coming to your, I'll just take one minute of yours here. It's like coming to your dating. So are you using Bumble?
I don't use anything now. I literally got off everything, but I was using Hinge. And I did Bumble for a little bit. I'm not great at online apps. Because I don't put notifications on my phone. So guys will message me, and then I don't, I forget I even have an app. Then 3 days later, I'll check it, and I'm like, oh, hi. And then I get off the app. And then 3 days later, they're like, how are you? I'm like, good. So just like, it becomes so, I'm like, fuck it, this is so stupid. That said, I tell everybody, you should do what works for you. You know, there's no one way. If apps work, great. If they don't work, try something else.
So tell me one thing. How do you find the digital content revolution in India right now?
It's amazing, I think, what's happening here, because the interesting thing with India is more people have access to Wi-Fi and the internet than they do toilets.
That's exactly what we were discussing, I think, a week before, when the producer of Gully Boy, and she said Gully Boy was so much successful in India because of YouTube. Because it's the moment you upload it, it's just like an hour and stuff, you got million hits. So getting that kind of viewership is very difficult in any other platform.
And that was the other reason I wanted to pursue, you know, collaborations out in India, because just literally the amount of people.
Yeah.
You're hitting a billion people
exactly.
in one go.
Right.
You know, where you could never get that option
yes.
outside of China and
yeah.
India. That's
yeah.
it. America's 330 million
yeah.
to 1 billion, you know? So
it's
just
like,
no matter what.
Yeah.
If that's why when you see these Bollywood stars, you're like, you just did one film. How do you have 7 million followers? But
right.
it's because you're targeting 1 billion people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, and so to me, I think the web series revolution is amazing. What I'd like to see India do more of is be more creative, you know, be more, I think they're still lacking a level of reality in the productions, you know,
yeah.
where like creatively, where either you're going student of the year to
yeah.
where, I don't know, you know, I love the idea of it, but it's so not
licensing stuff out and working.
Yeah. And
it,
and
yeah.
it just becomes so glamorized that
yeah.
it's not
yeah.
real, or then it's like remakes. I'm like
yeah.
fuck these remakes, like be like you're billion, you have a billion
yeah.
stories to tell.
No,
you know?
I totally agree with you. There is a need of content in India, and
yeah.
particularly when it comes to creative content, and be it real, be practical, and also reaching out like tier 2, tier 3 cities,
yeah.
Which the life is very different from what you find in Mumbai, Delhi, you know, all metros. So I think those kind of content needs to come in. You are in the right place to access those
yeah.
and then, you know, get
and
it
I
out.
Think, and I think those kinds of, the like, I'll be honest, I would be disingenuous if I said, I think I should make those regional shows.
Right.
I shouldn't make those regional shows
yeah.
because that would be not authentic to anything I know.
Right.
But what we should be doing here is like finding creatives that are coming out of these smaller
yeah.
places, or writers who have come from small town, and get them to write other stories, you know. The nice thing here now is India is becoming very progressive,
yeah.
which is great. You know, you've finally lifted the ban on LGBT.
Yeah.
You've sex is a little bit more
yeah,
open
it's a normal
and whatever.
Right now, people
but
talking about
but
it
then it becomes like
anyway.
Yeah. But then it becomes a little too much.
Yeah.
Then it becomes like but it is the, you know, they say to master anything in life, the
yeah.
first thing is imitation.
Yeah.
And, you know, so right now all they're doing is imitating old
the Western,
tropes.
Yeah.
yeah. But over there, nobody does this.
Right.
They'll think, you know, people always tell me, like, oh, there's Indian American character. Cool, she'll be in a bikini and whatever. I'm like,
right.
I would never be in a bikini out there.
Right, true.
I'm not sitting out there, like,
exactly.
partying in a bikini in a boat. Like,
exactly.
that's not
yeah.
reality. So I think that the revolution is great. I look forward to seeing people sort of push themselves out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, one of the niches I'm trying to create in India is more in comedy.
Right.
So that's what I do, right?
So you just recently also did, I think, open mic
yeah.
comedy as
yeah.
well. I think it was Habitat Studio.
Yeah, I did at the Habitat. I did twice at the Integral Space,
okay.
I think, also in Lower Pare. It was super fun. So I've always written comedy. I perform as an improviser.
Right.
Comedy is all I do. If you know me, I don't even like watching dramas. I hate dramas.
Right.
I watch Delhi Crime because my friend Richie made it, and I'm scarred for, like, that's why I can't watch these things. So the stand-up thing in Bombay was amazing. For me, it was...
Yeah, a lot of young crowds are now joining
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and it was a fun feeling to try stuff out in a new city, you
so
know.
So tell me one thing, like, you have, I mean, there are two formats working in India.
Mm-hmm.
So like having a kind of real-time shows like what AIB did, and also the TVF took it from there and pretty much put it on digital content. They come up with series by series, which is now a lot of YouTubers are doing. Say, for example, Filter Coffee or the Screenpati and all these guys. So now there's also one more section opening is the cross-border, right? There's a lot of people like you and me who've been traveling across
mm-hmm.
the world, coming
mm-hmm.
back to India and see the content, and we still want that kind of change. So what are the things that you think India should adopt right now, or Indian creators, mainly content creators, should focus at?
I think, you know, I think there's such an amazing time and space to collaborate because the world is becoming smaller with technology.
Right.
What I think the problem is, let me start there. What I think the problem has been is that America doesn't understand India, India doesn't understand America.
True.
As in, they have a weird notion about it. They think, like in India or in America, and this is part of my stand-up, right?
Yeah.
Where the first thing I always get when they say, when I tell people I'm Indian, is people namaste me.
Right.
I'm like, why the fuck are you namaste me? I don't namaste my friends. Like,
exactly.
I namaste my auntie.
So I think it's Russell Peter who started.
Exactly, right? So it's like, yeah. So it's like that. It's that whole thing of like they have a weird notion,
yeah.
But then India thinks America is like girls in bikinis and they're all blonde and blue-eyed and like all of my friends are brunettes.
We all,
none of us party like that. We're not, you know, so everybody has this weird view, so stories don't come out real.
Right.
Then it just feels like a kitschy is the word that we use, you know? So I think if people started, and this is where I feel like I hope I can bridge that gap, is I'm an American or, you know, Canadian, North American, but I'm equally Indian.
Right.
I know the language, I understand the way people function here, our family is from here, I speak, you know, I understand all of this. I've been to like my family's like, if we go to Delhi, it's like a joint family, it's like 10 of us in one house, you know,
right.
I'm not staying in like a fancy hotel,
and
so I get what real life is, you know, and so I'm trying to find ways that, and so I think what India can do is, or any country can try to do, is find universal stories. Because we're not that different.
Yeah.
We're not that different.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do with the formats. I have a couple shows that are formats that could work anywhere. Kind of like Ugly Betty.
Hmm.
You know, Ugly Betty is a great example of the kind of content I create. So Ugly Betty was a telenovela.
Yes.
It was called Betty La Fea. And it was very popular, so America picked it up, created Ugly Betty. India picked it up and created Jesse Koi Nahi.
Yes, right.
So that's what I want to do. Right. Where it's like, I have a show that I can like either make in America, and then, but it's still a universal story.
Yes.
So, and then just tweak it around to make it
and
something
to make it
Indian.
India.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of what's needed.
So, I mean, today morning I was talking to one of the studio guy we are planning, which is like, I still feel there is a huge need of it, is there is no creative space or independent incubation center kind of accelerator where, you know, new guys with new formats can come in and experiment, you know, and you like have all these years experience, you can become a mentor and connect to these guys and work together. So that is something we've been working, and probably it's, I don't know, I mean, probably going to be India's first media and entertainment focused accelerator where we can do a lot of cross-border collaborations and stuff. The question is like, how open is US or, you know, other parts of other countries to collab with India? And where do you see this mentor-mentee relationship going? And how that can be also monetized, because when we talk about any overseas, the first thing is, okay, can you take care of our travel cost, food, you know, the expenses, which is the most important thing, and how that can be monetized.
I think North America is dying to collaborate with India.
Right.
I think the problem is, again, they don't understand the system. And so, and that's part of what India needs to improve, right? Infrastructure, even when it comes to how you create, like, I won't even attempt to produce a show here.
Right.
I've even said that to anybody. I said, I will produce a show, like, I'll be the creator, but I don't want to be hands-on in the production of a show here.
Okay.
Because you, like, in India, they don't, contracts and these things are like, what's a contract?
Right.
You know, so that's where,
so now it's actually changing a little bit.
It is. It's getting much better.
Yeah.
But it's still not to it's still, and this
is
why
professional as you expect.
There's only a few players who are acting in that way. And so, like, for me, I've been lucky this time. I'm only taking meetings with people that are in that tier of people that would do it professionally.
Right.
Anybody else, I don't care how big you are, if I don't feel like you understand the system there, I can't collaborate you, because they won't get it.
Because and the intellectual property, it's a respect for intellectual property. And if you're creating something, the other parties would respect that. And and that's where...
And it comes down to everybody from not just the producers and writers, but to the actors and crew getting paid and all this stuff. Like, it shouldn't be money's coming afterwards. Oh, no, bad me aega.
Right.
No, the money, that's how we have to, like have that in our hand before we move forward. Yeah. So I think those, I think that's where Canada, US feels very hesitant to work here because they don't understand how to do it. So, but I think that there is an amazing space and room, like you said, you know, for mentor-mentee kind of relationships. And I think, example, if I got to work with, you know, somebody young from a smaller town that had a really great story to tell and help them develop that story that's like, you know, could be unique and hit a region, then like that's amazing. That's what we should be doing.
And tell me one thing, like how do you find the policy in India, particularly, I don't know if you have been through a lot of changes happening in information and broadcasting ministry, right? How exactly the show is produced or how the content is produced, particularly if you talk about censor board. There's a lot of backlash happening on social media, particularly if you go through Twitter. You know, if there is any wrong decisions, there are many movies been got banned because of certain religion or particular language, or maybe hurting a particular community. So now this thing's changing in India as well. So being from overseas and working in India, what do you think, like, how we should change those kind of mindsets or attitude, I would say?
Yeah, I think, interesting example is my podcast is banned in India.
Right, oh.
Well, because Apple Podcasts in America, they don't allow U.S. podcasts in India. And we can't get our podcast into Apple Podcasts India because we have cursing in our podcast.
Right.
So just because I say the F word,
I didn't know
it's not allowed to be in. And then they were like, well, just cut it. I was like, you want me to cut it every second word? Every second word?
No, it's not possible. It's,
I was like, no, I can't do that. Yeah.
The context has
and
to
that's
be
what makes it funny is like that we just shoot the shit. And if I can't do that, then what's the point? You know, I think India has to remember that we're the largest democracy for a reason.
Yeah.
We're not a dictatorship. And
exactly.
That's what makes India a beautiful country. And I understand that they want to sort of... Kya bolte hain, parampara? Is that the right word?
Yeah, the tradition, like they want the culture.
They want to hold that, and that's fair, and I respect that. But you can't have people... the truth is very subjective. Even if we don't want it to be, truth is just a perception. Your truth to something is different from my truth.
It's like belief system. So
Padmavat is a good example, right?
Yeah.
One person believes this isn't reality, but another believes. And when we're creators, our job is to embellish a little bit.
Yeah.
We have to make it interesting, right? So like even if we're taking a life rights of something and making a movie out of it, we're trying to add some masala to it to make it. That's why you watch something.
Audience wants
to watch like
it.
You
otherwise,
have to.
Nobody can keep the audience, you know, be part of the 3 hours or 2 hours.
So and I think the other India needs to start, you know, something that's really deeply affected me about India more than other places. Like generally, the patriarchy and misogyny. These are things that everybody talks about, right? And it exists everywhere.
Right.
But after watching things like Delhi Crimes and hearing why these like small town guys did what they did, is because, and you know, there's one line there that's so perfect. It's like these guys are so poor; they don't have access to anything but like their fantasies and online porn. So when they see women. That's all they think about.
They can think
But when you start giving people access to the world, then they start seeing, oh, there's more to this than just on like porn.
True.
You know, example. So it's like to me, I'm like, we're allowing free porn in India, but we won't allow a story in Padmavat because you think that that's not history. Like, that's where the if we're a democracy and we're saying we're the largest democracy in the world, you have to allow freedom of speech.
Right.
I think that there are limits to everything. I'm not saying, you know, hate speech and any of that should go out, but I think basic freedoms of people being able to tell stories that are fictional should be allowed. And that, I think, will also help the country to expand its point of view and even their knowledge base.
Right.
You know.
So let's, I mean, talk about a little bit about your fun and your traveling, how you are enjoying, and what's your message particularly when you are actually traveling, and also for India?
Yeah, I don't have a specific message when I travel. I do love seeing the world. It's kind of my thing. I tell everybody, like, I have lived in enough big cities in my life that I don't care about big cities.
Right.
To me, I love, you know, last year we came to India. We took a four-day road trip to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Agra.
Awesome.
And, like, that's my, like, that's the stuff I love,
right,
where I can go out and see, like, real life,
right,
not the stupid cities and malls and escalators and lifts and, like, who cares,
right,
you know? I
right.
want to know how, like, everybody else is, like, that side
jaiwala.
That's
a very, like, different thought, actually. I mean,
yeah. Like, I went to Singapore and everybody was like, oh, isn't Singapore beautiful? It was like, it was so boring. Like, every place was the same type of mall. Every
right.
place was the same store that I get over there. So why
right.
do I care about
so
this?
So there's nothing new.
Nothing.
So, but that's already using every day. So.
But I love, like, Bangkok and Phuket. And,
yeah.
you know, when I went to Spain, I went to Gran Canaria. I didn't go
right.
to the big, say, I went to the tiny Canary Island place, and my friend showed me all the small, like, that's
right.
the kind of stuff I love seeing. It inspires me to keep creating, and I don't know, it just makes me realize, like, how we're not that different. Nobody
yeah.
is. Just, we obviously have some, like, economic differences,
right.
but at the core of it, we're all human, and,
yeah.
You know, and I guess my personal just life message, the other reason I travel a lot, which most people don't know about, because
right.
I don't talk about it as often, is I was very sick for many years. So I was sick with Lyme disease for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I also suffered a pretty bad car accident and had, like, a head injury and all this stuff. So that all has, like, woken me up a lot about life. And
right.
I'm very much, like, I tell everybody, I'm like, just go live, man. Like, I'm not saying blow all your money and be mindful, but live.
Yeah, live.
See the world.
Be happy.
Like, yeah. you know, stop being like, this matters and this money matters and this bag matters and these shoes matter. I'm like, what matters is, like, are you nice to somebody? Because
yeah.
when you die, nobody will care about your bag and your,
right.
you know. And for me, when I was very, very ill, I couldn't go out. You know, for almost 2 years, I couldn't get out of bed, and I missed my last year of university and all these things. So to me, I felt I missed out on a lot of life.
Hmm.
So now when everybody thinks that, like, I'm living life, I'm like, yeah, I kind of am, because
yeah.
I missed a lot. And so to me, I feel like every day I'm healthy, I'm doing something.
Right.
I don't sit around. I just do.
So you've been a writer, you've been a producer. So are we expecting a movie coming soon on that in India?
I hope so. I hope one day. I'm pitching a couple things, so let's see. I would love to make a show out here. I really, really would. So, and then acting-wise, I was just in a new web series that we're trying to get out here to Amazon Prime India. It's an Amazon
right.
Prime there. Jim Sarb is also in it. It's called Baker's Dozen. It's a
right.
It's also a sex positive type of web series.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be out here. And I'm trying to expand into acting here. So maybe you will see me in something. Who knows?
Awesome. That would be great. Because right now we are living in a very different, you know, zone altogether. No more waiting for the, you know, episodes in television. Now it's all Netflix. So.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's Netflix and chill. So
exactly.
So that's where the content is going to be.
Yeah.
And that is something we're looking for, a lot of
yeah.
Cross collaborations.
And I just want to make more comedy out here. I want to, like,
right.
make people, I want to do comedy shows. That's
no, definitely. It would be great, like, I think you should plan 4-5 months, 6 months.
Yeah, I know, in I know. Everybody tells me to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to new Bollywood.
I'm excited. I know I'll be back soon. Great. So hopefully sooner than later. Maybe after the rain, though.
Yeah, that's
not great for my hair either, so.
Right. So thank you so much for your time. Hope
thank you
have had a great time in India. And
I love India.
Meeting you
love India.
Soon, India. Thank you so much.
Thank you.